Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on the planet.
It's okay when we're singing, we're dancing, we're playing on the field, making everybody else laugh, making everybody else millions of dollars. But as soon as we have a voice, we're punished for it.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Look, it takes 5 minutes. Notice I'm not getting to details about what goes on in Switzerland, but those that know, you know what I'm talking about.
Get a little. And then,
do it again. Do it again.
A little.
That's it.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
You gotta love black folks. We gonna make a way out. What you mean, man? All you gotta do is get
put a little oil in it.
go get the Robitussin so we can get this car fixed.
Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, and two-time Emmy Award winner, Telly Hughes.
Good morning, Truth Nation. It is Monday, November the 4th, 2024. Good morning, Telly.
Good morning, DT.
Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning, DT.
Yeah, it's I got to be fully transparent. It's not that great of a morning for me because if you have not already heard, according to the family and publicist of Quincy Jones, musician and producer, he passed peacefully yesterday, last night at his home in Bel Air. Quincy Jones, at the age of 91, has passed, and according to the family and the family's publicist, Arnold Robertson, he passed away peacefully last night. The statement that was released, quote, "Tonight, with full but broken hearts, we must share the news of our father and brother Quincy Jones' passing, and although this is an incredible loss for our family, we celebrate the great life that he lived and know that there will never be another like him." And this was a statement that was released by the Quincy's Jones family, which I completely agree with. I don't even know if y'all recall, Truth Nation, but about probably 6 months ago or maybe even a year ago when we first started Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, I said how much I loved Quincy Jones. And the day that he would pass, I probably wouldn't be able to do anything. But I'm going to push through because that's what great legends and leaders would want you to do. But this is a very, very difficult time for many of us, because if you have not heard or know of Quincy Jones, then I have to be quite frank, you don't know music, because there was not one genre of music that Quincy Jones did not elevate, enhance, discover, build. And he was best known as the producer of, no, I'm not going to say that, probably one of his most successful projects, creations, was producing Michael Jackson's Thriller album. So again, if you have not heard, Quincy Jones passed last night in his home peacefully at the age of 91.
Yeah, that's a tough thing to say what his greatest thing was, because gosh, he had so many great things. And I could say, DT, I remember when you said that, and it made me think about everything, or try to think of everything that he has impacted. And one of the most genius things, I think, and this still remains one of my favorite TV shows to this day. But he was smart enough to go to, when he moved to L.A., he was the first one to incorporate music into movies. And not just the intro songs, but the music that you hear during like different scenes, like if somebody's running, like stuff like that. Like, he had a wherewithal to say, create that and then build off it. And the things that he was able to do, I mean, there's so many things that he had his hands on. And when you look at his life, him becoming what he became was not the trajectory. That was not it. And so for him to be able to live the life that he had, he's lived. Oh my gosh. You can't even start.
If we were to just play his catalog, we could literally take the whole week to play his entire catalog, which, as you mentioned, it ranges over decades.
Oh.
He began his career in 1953 at the age of 20. And he traveled with Lionel Hampton, who at the time was one of the most popular musicians, because jazz was one of the most popular genres of music during that time. And he traveled all around the world. He spent a lot of time in Europe. And there's not one major artist or even up-and-coming artist that was not blessed or fortunate to either work with or be consulted by Quincy Jones. And I mean, even Elvis Presley. You know, Quincy Jones played in the band that supported Elvis Presley when he was just 21 years old during his first television appearances. That was Quincy Jones. Don't even get me started on Frank Sinatra. Anytime you hear Frank Sinatra, just know Quincy Jones had everything to do with his greatness. As a matter of fact, Frank Sinatra was one of the few white artists at the time that refused to perform, because at that time, you know, a lot of clubs and venues that were featuring Frank Sinatra, who at the time was one of the greatest pop artists, would refuse to perform at any venues that would not allow black people, including Quincy Jones. If you do not know Quincy Jones, or you need to be refreshed, I would highly encourage you to consider viewing the documentary, which was released back in, I want to say, 2018, 2017 on Netflix. The title of the documentary is simply Quincy. And it is a life-changing documentary when you watch this. And it features Quincy, and he's actually the narrator. And it's based off of his autobiography, Quincy, as well. But please, if you have not watched that documentary, it's on Netflix. I have, and I'm not even exaggerating, Telly, I probably watched that documentary 50 times.
Wow.
Because anytime I feel like giving up or quitting, that man reminds me of the true concept of work ethic. And I mean, we could talk about The Color Purple, Quincy Jones, Thriller, Quincy Jones.
Yeah. If you look at everything, it's Quincy Jones. When you look at all of
the
sitcoms and music provided by Quincy Jones, produced by Quincy Jones, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, who had a hand in
Quincy
that?
Jones in the Heat of the Night. Quincy Jones actually had a party where he invited Will Smith. Will Smith had no idea that he was going to be auditioning for the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I mean, Quincy Jones, he had so much influence. Fun fact, he could just pick up the phone, Telly. Can you imagine? You're in the studio. Check this out. You're in the studio recording, producing, creating, curating with Michael Jackson what would become the greatest album of all time. And you're recording one particular song, which we all came to love as Billie Jean. And Quincy Jones and Jackson are just sitting there thinking, something's missing. Quincy Jones picked up the phone and called Eddie Van Halen, one of the greatest guitarists in the entire earth of all time, calls Eddie Van Halen and says, hey, man, and that's how Quincy would talk. Hey, man, or hey, baby, I need you to do this guitar solo. I'm over here with Michael. We producing Billie Jean. Now, at the time, you didn't see many black artists collaborating with white rock musicians. You just didn't.
No.
And you didn't have the power where you could just call somebody and pick up the phone and say, I need you to do this guitar solo. And guess how much Eddie Van Halen charged Quincy Jones to do the guitar solo on Billie Jean?
How much?
Zero.
Wow.
That's how much influence.
Yeah.
Then we're going to play all Quincy Jones hits throughout today's show. Then we, Telly, think about We Are the World.
That was the Quincy one Jones, I was thinking Michael about. Jackson. Yes, yep. Yes. Wow. All those artists. Ritchie. Oh, my gosh.
Do you know how those artists work? Think about it. You've got 50 of the greatest artists at that time. 1984.
Yes.
Who could just pick up the phone and get all the powerhouses across all genres of music in one room after the Grammys? People are tired. Some people are disappointed because they didn't win. And Quincy Jones, Lionel Richie were able to just say, hey, man, what y'all doing after the Grammys? That was Quincy Jones. That was his influence. That was his power. And that was the impact that he had on the world.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that doc, DT, on Netflix, and it is worth every second of watching that. And that's how I found out about how his life started and where he ended up. Like, again, you would have never thought it, but it's a great way to be inspired, like you say you are, when you watch that, because it does prove that perseverance, you know, always wins. And rest in peace, Quincy Jones. The age of 91, lived a full life for about 1,000 people, man. I mean, everything.
Man, when you watch that documentary, you're tired watching it. You're tired watching Quincy Jones. And, you know, as I'm grieving, I'm also celebrating, because that's what the family asked the public to do. Legend Quincy Jones, who worked with artists, and I mean elevated their brand, Frank Sinatra, Michael Jackson, many, many more. Rest in peace, Quincy Jones. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Your legendary artistry, creativity, and leadership will live on forever. When we come back, we want to hear from you. If you have any thoughts about Quincy Jones, any experiences, did you ever meet Quincy Jones? 833-212-1017. We've got other hot topics. But again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. Legend in all aspects of creativity. Quincy Jones passed away last night peacefully inside his Bel Air home in California at the age of 91. We'll be back.
You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, it's College Month on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, and we want to help your young scholar get those free scholarship dollars. All month long, we will be highlighting local universities who offer full tuition scholarships and local organizations who help students find thousands of dollars in scholarships each year. So be sure to tune into The Truth all month long so you do not miss the important information on how your student can go to college and be debt-free. College Scholarship Month on The Truth is sponsored by Concordia University, Wisconsin, Live Uncommon, and Educators Credit Union, Achieving More Together.
Good morning, Truth Nation. If you're just tuning in, it is Monday, November the 4th. We're going to be honoring and paying tribute to Quincy Jones, who, if you have not heard, passed away last night at the age of 91, by playing his music throughout the show as we continue to give you the most recent updates on the hottest topics. And once again, the Milwaukee Bucks have made national news. I mean, every news outlet you can think of, TMZ, New York Post, ESPN, the Bucks star player Bobby Portis, apparently, according to a social media post that Bobby Portis made, describing that he was robbed at his home on Saturday night. This past Saturday night, Milwaukee Bucks, Bobby Portis. So let's take a listen to the audio based on the social media post that he just submitted after being robbed, allegedly, inside his home.
What's good, Milwaukee? Over the last 4.5 seasons, I've considered Milwaukee as a home. I've grown here. I come here a boy and elevated into a man. The love you guys give me here isn't something that I ever felt before in my NBA career. And I've been in the league now for 10 years, over a decade. Can you believe that? So I've always felt like I had to give it right back to you guys. I've tried to uplift the community and make Milwaukee a better place, giving food drives, talking to the youth on the regular, inviting underserved groups to the games, etc. You name it, I did it, and still doing it. As I've said before, this is a place I've considered home, so why not make my home a better place? I know we've gotten out to a horrible start to start the season, but while I was at my game yesterday, I had a home invasion, and they took most of my prized possessions. If you have any info regarding this, please send the info to info@bobbyportis.com. Like I said, if you have any info regarding this, can you please send the info to info@bobbyportis.com? Any info that leads to the return of any of my belongings will be rewarded handsomely. I repeat, any info that leads to the return of any of my belongings will be rewarded handsomely. Let me know. Thank you.
All right, Telly, there you have it. Yeah. Bobby Portis, forward for the Milwaukee Bucks, who is very he's one of the most popular players on the Bucks team.
Yes.
And, you know, he's always been, like, I think for the last two or three seasons, sixth man of the year. And he's an incredible guy. Like, I've met him several times. He's very personable, very kind, very nice. And that was, before we get your reaction, Telly, that was audio from Milwaukee Bucks big man, Bobby Portis, who says his prized possessions were taken from his home during a robbery. And that was him taking to social media to let people know that his home was burglarized on Sunday evening.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Again, like Bobby said.
Saturday evening.
He has given this city a lot. This city has embraced him. He's the only player they really chant his name anytime he's in the game or, you know, he's doing well. And for someone to, I think that people who commit these kind of crimes never put themselves in the victim's shoes. You have all of these prized possessions. You don't know what these things mean to this person. And you just want to take it just to get a quick dollar or quick something. And if you had any sort of conscience and any sort of morals about yourself, even if you were the one that committed it, okay, if you return it, you know, no harm, no foul. But again, that is so unfortunate for Bobby. And it makes you not even want to it's hard to be engaged in a city that is potentially that can rob you at the end of the day.
And that's kind of what his underlying message was. Yeah. Like, I consider Milwaukee my home. And he says in the video, and I quote, last night while I was at work, so while he was playing, the Milwaukee Bucks were playing the Cleveland Cavaliers. He says, my home was burglarized and many of my prized possessions were stolen. If you have any tips or information, please send them to, and he lists his email address, info@bobbyportis.com, rewards for info leading to recovery or arrest. Now, here's where it gets a little problematic for me, Telly.
Uh-oh.
This is truth be told. What'd you say until I cleared my throat?
No, I said, uh-oh. Let me clear my throat.
Oh, have mercy, babe. Now, in the social media post that Bobby Portis made, you can see video of two people that are outside of what appears to be, according to Bobby Portis, his home. Based on what I saw, because they had their phones out. You know, they had dark clothes, but because of the, what do you call it? Those kind of cameras that can see even in the dark.
Yeah. I know. I know what you're talking about. I don't know the exact name of it, but yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to say it. Let me just quit trying to be politically correct. That looked like an inside job. That looked like somebody who's been there before.
That's what I was going to say.
That looked like some people that know him.
Yeah, because out of all the homes, I'm sure Bobby doesn't live somewhere where his house is the only nice house on the block. And so for someone to be riding by or be like, all right, I think that's Bobby's house, let me go in there, that just doesn't happen. To me, absolutely right. I think it's an inside job. And or somebody that's been there.
So we covered the Milwaukee part, right? This is Milwaukee Black Talk Radio. So we covered the Milwaukee part, right? Let's get to the black part.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just be truthful? Because I know, you know, we live in this country where the stereotypes automatically, oh, man, it's probably some black kids. I am telling you, when I saw that video.
Yeah. Go ahead and say what.
Look at my face, y'all. I'm on YouTube. Look at my face. Hey,
go ahead and say what Duke has said on our talking text line and a few people said on our YouTube message board.
You know, DT, you know your girl going to keep it real with y'all, right? Okay, so here. Off the record, just between me and y'all, Truth Nation, this is between us. When I saw that video, it looked like two non-black young people that probably have been there before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very observant when it comes to non-verbal communication as well as verbal communication. And the body language looked very comfortable. Mm-hmm. It looked very comfortable. It looked like, you know, nobody will suspect us. There wasn't a lot of urgency in that video. You see what I'm saying? No. So I was like,
there weren't,
you know,
people scurrying,
like,
and they were on their phones. And
yeah.
So you clearly knew that, okay, he must not have any motion sensors or anything like that, because you had to have been there to know these things. I mean, mm-hmm. because you're not going to just take your time, you know, in a nice neighborhood. And if you're trying to rob an NBA player, like, really?
Telly, like you said, look at the YouTube message board. I'm not alone.
Yeah.
Look, this truth be told, y'all, we're going to keep it 101.7% the truth. When I saw that video, I was like, because let me be clear. I love Bobby Portis. I have worked with him before in small, you know, like where I may have been a keynote and then he was like the guest celebrity Bucks speaker.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to events. He is a genuine, solid guy. He is so friendly, so down to earth. And everything that he said in that video was 100% true. He loves Milwaukee. He's went above and beyond to make Milwaukee home. He said he is elevated from a boy to a man, mm-hmm. spending time during his time here as a star player. And he's loved all over the country. Like, the Bucks can go to opponent cities and play, and you'll hear people in the fans in the crowd cheering, Bobby.
Yeah.
They aren't even Bucks fans.
Yeah. And Bobby has taken less to stay here. People don't even know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bobby could have gone after his second season where he was one of the top six men of the year. He didn't win the award. I think – I can't remember who won it, but he should have won it that year. But anyway – he could have left in free agency and could have gotten mm-hmm. more money. But he was like, hey, man, you know, Milwaukee took a chance on me when things weren't looking that good for me, and this is my home now. And, again, for someone in your home to do that to you, like, you just you're like, ah. But it does seem like those folks
been
there.
Man, I saw that video. I was like, Bobby, you – so someone on our YouTube message board, Cypher, asked, did they win? No, while – Portis was seemingly getting robbed in his home or while he was playing the game, the Bucks lost to the Cleveland Cavaliers 114-113.
Yeah. On a last game winning shot by Donovan Mitchell. So that was a bad night.
Bad night, man.
Yeah, that was a bad night.
And so now the Milwaukee Bucks are we 1-5?
Something like
1-5.
That.
1-5. And then you come home from a loss, you 1-5, and you walk in your house. Because he said the majority of his prized possessions were stolen.
Somebody who has been there before did that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that ain't hard to figure out.
Look, Milwaukee black folks.
Yeah.
I don't think it was anything to do with us.
Yeah, Sandra.
I'm just keeping it one.
Sandra's been killing me on our YouTube message board, but she said, okay, my last statement. Best believe we, in capital W-E, have no idea where that man stays.
Sandra, you ain't got to stop. Keep going, because DT is 101.7% with you. I saw that video. I was like, Bobby, because, you know, here's the thing. I've had my home what's the politically correct word that we use now, Telly? Invaded. Okay, I've come home and seen that my house was invaded. It is the worst feeling because knowing that somebody came into your house.
Mm-hmm.
And Truth Nation, guess what? It was one of my son's friends.
Wow.
He knew when we were going to be out of town. And he went inside and stole my son's, what was the big gaming console back then? What was it, like a PSP or PlayStation 2? Check this out, Truth Nation. That was the only thing that this boy took. It's certain things where you know it's somebody that knows you or has been in your home before.
Sounds familiar. It was a couple of holidays ago. I don't want to say, but me and my family were out of town and came back, and someone went in our house. And the only thing they took was my daughter's PS5 and something else, but didn't touch anything else. We were like, okay, either it's someone that is, you know, addicted to drugs, or it's a kid. But we kind of came to the conclusion that it had to be kind of, you know, someone young, because they bypassed everything else. I'm not saying that I got a bunch of valuables in my house, but I got a few more things worth more than a PS5 that they could have taken, and they didn't.
He said his most prized possessions. How would somebody know where to go just to get your prized possessions and not anything else? Mm-hmm. When we come back from break, we're going to hear from y'all, Truth Nation. Jules, we see you. Stay locked in. Our Truth Talking text line, 833-212-1017. Was the alleged robbery that Bobby Portis took to Instagram and X to report on, was that an inside job, or should we be out here looking for any and everybody? What's your thoughts? How are you feeling, Truth Nation?
You ain't got to look that hard.
Look, they not like us. They ain't us. 833-212-1017. Bobby, we're gonna support you, though, because regardless, this is a messed up situation, and you did not deserve this, because you are one of the greatest human beings that I know. Stay locked in. This is the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
DJ Ricky, whew, that was one of my favorites. You know what's crazy, Telly? And I know we've been talking about Quincy Jones passing yesterday. That song came up on my, you know, when I'm flying, I'll just put on my AirPods and hit shuffle. That song came up.
Wow.
Had no idea. All right, y'all, good morning. Before we take our caller, and thank you so much for your patience, we're going to go right to you after we let people know that election day is tomorrow. That's right. General election day is tomorrow. And the award-winning 101.7 The Truth has you covered with coverage. You want to tune in all day, y'all, from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. as we cover everything you need to know about the 2024 presidential and local election. We will have our star-studded interviews leading up to the election with the likes of singer John Legend, U.S. Senator Tim Scott, actor Don Cheadle, Lakers and NBA legend Magic Johnson, and so many more. Yep, those individuals will be here on The Truth. We will also have special election night programming starting at 6 p.m. So 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., we will air our special Truth Summit Roundtable. So hear from our distinguished panelists of Dr. Ken Harris, Sherwin Hughes, Jason Fields, and State Senator Donna Drake for a lively debate on the state of education policy and politics for Black Milwaukee. And lastly, from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., Dr. Ken Harris will be joined by 620 WTMJ's John McCure for wall-to-wall coverage of the 2024 election results. And that will all be here tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Big day, big day. Big week.
Big day. And in the spirit of big day, we've been talking about Milwaukee Bucks forward Bobby Portis, who is loved. He is one of, if not the most favorite NBA player. He's at the top five. Everybody loves Bobby Portis. Well, he talked about his home being invaded recently on his Instagram and X account. Let's hear from Bobby as he posted yesterday an alleged robbery or invasion of his home while he was at work playing here in Milwaukee against the Cavaliers, which we did lose 114-115. Check this out.
What's good, Milwaukee? Over the last 4.5 seasons, I've considered Milwaukee as a home. I've grown here. I come here a boy and elevated into a man. The love you guys give me here isn't something that I ever felt before in my NBA career. And I've been in the league now for 10 years, over a decade. Can you believe that? So I've always felt like I had to give it right back to you guys. I've tried to uplift the community and make Milwaukee a better place, giving food drives, talking to the youth on the regular, inviting underserved groups to the games, etc. You name it, I did it and still doing it. As I've said before, this is a place I've considered home. So why not make my home a better place? I know we've gotten out to a horrible start to start the season, but while I was at my game yesterday, I had a home invasion and they took most of my prized possessions. If you have any info regarding this, please send the info to info@bobbyportis.com. Like I said, if you have any info regarding this, can you please send the info to info@bobbyportis.com? Any info that leads to the return of any of my belongings will be rewarded handsomely. I repeat, any info that leads to the return of any of my belongings will be rewarded handsomely. Let me know. Thank you.
Dear Bobby Portis, this is your girl DT. I'm sending you this message on your info@bobbyportis.com with a simple message of go knock on your neighbor's doors and get your stuff back. Love, DT. It's messed up. Don't get me wrong, Telly. It is, because I, like I said, I've been there. But Bobby, you just need to either, you start knocking on your neighbor's doors and get you a warrant. I don't know if you can do that. Because, yeah. I mean, you're Bobby Portis. Get you a search warrant and have them just go in there and start knocking on your neighbor's doors. Because, honey, baby,
yeah,
Bobby.
That's why I'm laughing, because this won't be that hard of a mystery. I mean, we don't even need Shaggy and Scooby on this one. Like, I think, you know, we.
What'd you say, Scooby? Go knock on the neighbor's door. It wasn't us. What'd you say? Damn. Good even, job, Scooby.
Yeah, they don't even need Scooby for this one, man. Like.
Scooby be like, why are you wasting my time? You already know who did it.
And Jules, we see you. But before we do, I just want to make sure that I say this, because a lot of times DT and I will be talking during the break and we'll be like, ooh, let's say that when we get on the air, and then we'll end up getting into something else and forgetting. But the one thing that I wanted to point out, and I pointed out to DT when, you know, and a lot of people may be thinking that, oh, man, some of his prized possessions are, you know, he must be talking about that watch or, you know, this necklace or, you know, things like that. But keep in mind, people, those things are insured. He could get those things back. When he's talking about prized possessions, I'm thinking along the lines of, you know, maybe – when he was in high school, he was a McDonald All-American, and he may have gotten a medal for that, or, you know, things that really have a lot of symbolism to him. Maybe it's a high school jersey, or maybe it's a signed jersey from Michael Jordan or something. Like, you never know what he considers his prized possessions. And if you say prized possessions, that means that's something that really means something to you.
And it can't be.
And it can't be necessarily.
Yes. Yeah. Jules, thank you so much for your patience. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment? Did we lose Jules? I'm not even mad at Jules. Jules was like, y'all had me holding for like 10 days. Jules, call back if you can.
No.
Oh, you're there? Okay.
You can't hear me?
We can hear you.
Yeah, I was just going to, I'm sorry. I'm just going to say rest in peace to Quincy Jones and that, and also, Bobby, don't let this impact how you feel about doing the good things you've done in our city. But y'all know what's on my mind. I read that that there were concerns about a lack of enthusiasm and turnout in places like Milwaukee, and I want to do my part to make sure people can't say they didn't understand what's at stake, and so we don't sleepwalk into another Trump presidency with our eyes wide shut. So I got a few bars. Nationwide abortion ban with no exceptions. Just let them die from sepsis like they do in Texas. Which groups you think gonna be the ones that's most affected? It's reckless trusting Donald Trump for your protection. Tax breaks for billionaires will be offset by budget cuts. Did y'all hear Elon Musk say we'll just have to suck it up? Programs we count on, they've been waiting for the chance to gut. Retirement age raised to 69, y'all. Good luck. We've asked for gun control, but they're too busy banning books. But not the weapons like the ones were used in Sandy Hook. What bullets do to human flesh, I can't stand to look. We need to improve background checks. Some weapons banned for good. Who can we trust in a pandemic? This ain't academic. The highest death rates during COVID was blacks and Hispanics. We've made some progress. Don't help white supremacists sabotage it. If we show up to vote in our best interest, Kamala's got this. Thank y'all.
Thank you, Jules. We appreciate it. Man. I wonder what bars he's going to come up with after on Wednesday, depending on who wins.
Okay, this is not YoMTV Raps. We will not be.
No, I ain't saying that we going to be, you know, this is the platform for it. I'm just wondering.
Right. I'm going to support and entertain Jules. Yeah. But post number six, this ain't YoMTV Raps, okay? Actually, probably Noni, Carrie Noni and Benjamin. Because, you know, Ben, he's a hip-hop artist. I'm sure he would welcome
absolutely
people who want to drop bars.
Absolutely.
Yes. All right. Well, we were talking about Bobby Portis, and we are going to get into the election coverage. And as we had just mentioned, tomorrow you're going to get from our show until 11 p.m. Can you imagine that, y'all?
Whew.
That's how much we love Truth Nation. That's how much we're dedicated. From 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. tomorrow is going to be nonstop election coverage featuring entertainers, politicians, John Legend, Magic Johnson, Don Cheadle. What? And that's all day tomorrow. So yeah. Trust and believe, we're going to have plenty of election coverage. And if you are concerned about voting tomorrow, because there still are a number of people who have not voted yet and are going to be voting tomorrow, trust and believe, we hear you. And we know that many of us have some concerns. Is there going to be security? And I know the last time we brought this up, we had a number of callers, you know, as the media, don't use the media with the scare tactics and putting fear in people's hearts. This is valid.
Right.
There are a number of people, and rightfully so, who are concerned. That's why you had such a significant spike in early voting. Because there are a lot of people that are concerned about their safety voting tomorrow. And since we last had that conversation, Telly, there's been even more reports of where you've seen people set voting ballot boxes on fire. Taking machetes.
Yep. I was going to say that in Jacksonville.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for the people that earlier were like, well, why are they? Because we need to. So when we come back, we want to give you some information on security members, security measures. Y'all bear with me because this morning I had a lot of technical difficulties. So just bear with me as I warm up. We're going to report and share with you security measures that are being proposed that will be in place for all of us that are voting tomorrow to ensure that our safety is not compromised. So stay locked in. We're going to give you that information as soon as we come back. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Election day is tomorrow. You will be safe, and we're going to tell you how you can be safe tomorrow. Stay locked in.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
And the Crow Anthem!
I gotta sing that thing again.
You gotta look ready till you get it.
Elucidate.
Reiterate.
And syncopate.
Welcome back to Truth Be Told as we honor Quincy Jones, who, the great Quincy Jones, who passed away yesterday in his Bel Air home in California. But before we continue, it's a big week for Educators Credit Union during College Scholarship Month on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Tap into Truth Be Told with DT and Telly this Wednesday at 8 a.m. We will be joined by Victor Frosher, Director of Community Engagement at Educators Credit Union. They will highlight the $70,000 in scholarships Educators Credit Union gives to 35 outstanding high school seniors in southeastern Wisconsin. You don't want to miss this interview. And I know, DT, for sure, I'm not going to miss it because I have a high school senior. And I need to find out about these dollars.
Knowledge is power. Good morning, Truth Nation. Again, as Telly had mentioned, we are going to be celebrating the life of Quincy Jones throughout the entire show today by playing his many, 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 many hits as Quincy Jones passed away yesterday in his home peacefully at the age of 91. Now, tomorrow is General Election Day. Are you or do you have any concerns about voting tomorrow? If you've not already voted, what are your concerns? We want to hear from you. 833-212-1017 is our talk and text line. So call and let us know what your concerns are. On our Truth Talk and text line, we have Al. Al, thank you for your patience. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
My comment is I'm never concerned because I keep Satan on both shoulders and always in my pocket, and they got garlic powder right on it. And to the Porter situation, get you two Kango dogs. Their bite force is double to triple of a pit bull. When in doubt, chew that thief ass out. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Al was brief and bright this morning, y'all. Brief and bright. Now, as we were talking about, tomorrow is General Election Day, November the 5th. And a lot of people, a significant number of people, have not voted yet. Early voting in the state of Wisconsin ended yesterday. And so tomorrow, the general election begins. Now, there is an organization known as Issue One that educates the public on the democratic voting process. And when I say democratic, I don't mean Democratic Party, because Issue One is an organization that has bipartisan leaders. Okay, I want to be clear. And so they recently had a bipartisan meeting discussing how election leaders are keeping people's votes safe in this election and how to make sure that you as a voter tomorrow have a smooth and safe process as much as possible. And so Kim Wyman, who is the senior election security advisor for the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, said, and I quote, "The highest priority is not only making sure election officials are safe, but the voters and poll workers on election day are safe as well." And that, again, was a quote from Kim Wyman, who was a senior election senior advisor for the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. Now, Telly, just based on what you've heard, how are you feeling about what you've seen and what you've heard? Were you seeing, you know, one guy brought a machete to a poll during the early vote? I believe that was in Georgia, if I'm not mistaken. You've had numerous reports of where you've seen visibly voting ballot boxes being damaged and set on fire. So it's like it's already begun during the early voting process. What have you heard or seen that is could potentially impact voters tomorrow in terms of them feeling safe that they can go to the poll, vote, simply vote, and go back to their respective location?
Well, I think personally, if you are just going there to vote and go in and go out, you should be fine. But I think that a lot of times when you go and people start talking, and then, I mean, because how does someone know who you're supporting if you just show up and vote and leave? So clearly some of these people that are trying to use intimidating factors to, you know, discourage you from voting or make you feel a little apprehensive to vote. I just think that, you know, just I think you just be careful. I mean, it's just any situation you go into, especially with so much emotion and so much at stake and so much divisiveness between Trump supporters and Harris supporters. I think, again, you go and you exercise your vote, get in and get out. I mean, you don't. That's not the place to have conversations. That's not the place to, you know, someone to ask you what you think about things or anything like that. And I think, to me, that would be the safest approach, or that would be the approach I know I'm going to take. And I think that's the one that it might be the safest one, in my opinion, is get in and get out. Like, don't get involved in any of the other stuff, because, I mean, we have seen what has happened.
Now, former Milwaukee Election Commission Executive Director Claire Woodall participated in this virtual discussion. And again, the organization's name is Issue One. And our former Election Commission Executive here in Milwaukee was part of that conversation. And one of the things that she had shared during the virtual meeting was, quote, usually the methods are related to absentee ballots, metal detectors for observers coming in to watch, things like that. But then there is an increased use of things like a panic button. So keep in mind, poll workers are going to be equipped with a panic button, and they can wear this around their neck in any polling place. And there certainly has been a lot more training on de-escalation with poll workers this cycle. And this, again, came from former Milwaukee Election Commission Executive Director Claire Woodall during the Issue One virtual discussion. On our YouTube message board, Sandra says, and I'm quoting, "I seen a white older man come in with a cap and argue with poll workers, and licks was passed. That was scary." Mm-hmm. And so, to your point, Telly, in that situation, it's just walk away, leave. Yeah. Yeah. Don't get involved. Stay focused, mm-hmm. because there will be, Truth Nation, for you to please understand this, there will be law enforcement officers that will be wearing plain clothes. So you won't even be able to tell who's law enforcement, but there will be at polling locations tomorrow, plain clothed law enforcement officers to keep voting locations safe. So please keep that in mind as well. When we come back in our second hour, we're going to continue this conversation about voter suppression as well as voter safety and things that you should be aware of if you have not already voted and plan to vote tomorrow during the general election day. This is the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. This is where you stay locked in between now and 11 p.m. tomorrow, as we're bringing you nothing but the best election coverage. Stay locked in. We'll be back.